Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Jamie Wright, a millennial lawyer and crisis communicator based in Los Angeles, California. Jamie, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're certainly welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, Jamie, in your bio, you state that you're an attorney at the intersection of the law, business, and politics. Can you expand on what you mean by that to kind of get things rolling here today?
Yeah, so basically what that means is starting at the age of 12, I was a volunteer for the Democratic Convention. And then when I got to college at UC Berkeley, I walked into a mayoral campaign and said, I'd like to volunteer. And here are the three things about me that you would feel to be an asset. And so from there, I got appointed to commissions. I held an appointment to a state commission here in California. I currently am a communications consultant for a mayoral campaign in the Bay Area. And then I also have my law practice. And then I advise businesses on how to manage their finances, keep their lights and doors open. So I kind of am intersectional in a variety of ways. So that's really what that means.
And certainly makes sense. If you would briefly talk about what you feel are the biggest concerns as it pertains to labor and employment.
Yeah. So right now, you know, it really kind of depends on the state. But I think right now we're looking at a big conflict between employees who may be essential workers, employees who are asked to come to work, and a fear of COVID-19. I did a consult last week for a lady who asked me about her sister-in-law, who basically is a doctor at a hospital, and all the doctors are going on workers' comp and sick leave, and she's sort of the sole doctor that's left. What should she do? That's one of the biggest things. And then there's the issue of wages. What are we entitled to upon our return? Are we entitled to any hazard pay? Can you rightfully cut our wages? And if you get PPE grant money, there's a variety of topics that people are most concerned with. And what I always recommend to people is that they consult really good, especially if you're a business owner, get you a really good labor and employment attorney in your pocket, or go get what's called EPLI insurance, and that's Employment Practices Liability Insurance. It is a savior because it can help you get some advice and counsel, and also help you with the litigation expense if you are in fact sued.
I certainly do appreciate the feedback there. Most helpful. Now tell us, what industries are you most focused on? Is it entertainment, celebrities, or corporate entities? Touch on some of those details if you would.
It's kind of a mixed bag. Some of it is entertainment and celebrities. I give that advice and counsel. A lot of it is small businesses. Those are the folks that need me the most. And I try to be fair with, you know, how I engage them and allow them to engage my services. But the small businesses, I would say right now, are the ones who are contacting me the most. And that ranges anywhere from a dog grooming salon to an insurance company to a whole variety of things. But right now, my focus is really the small business, because COVID-19 has had a major impact on those folks.
It certainly has, no doubt about that. Today, we're speaking with Jamie Wright, a millennial lawyer and crisis communicator. She's based in LA, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, additionally, I notice you are actively involved in the Black Lives Matter movement. Tell us more about what you're doing at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Dr. King's flagship organization.
Yeah, so I sit on the board of that entity, and I've been on that board for about 6 years. And they're very active in a lot of the local grassroots movement, but particularly sort of partnering with Black Lives Matter. And one of the things that we have coming up is from Montgomery to Minnesota, a history of protests and boycotts in America. And we're going to do an intergenerational activity that's going to have someone who was involved in civil rights in the 60s and someone who is a Black Lives Matter advocate now. And we're going to bridge the gap between the two. So that's an upcoming program that I'm really excited about. That was sort of my brainchild. And I'm looking forward to people hearing how these two groups come together to advance the cause.
Now, also, you're the founder and director of the Dream Hands Foundation. You do stay busy, by the way. Tell us more about the organization and your involvement with that.
Yeah, so the SCLC is a program that we're launching that has been in the development for some time, and it's basically going to partner with UC Irvine. We got the funds to do it, to teach kids from the age of 8 to 10 about STEAM. So the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And it's going to be based in South Los Angeles. And it's just going to really introduce them very early to that area of training. And I think that's really important because we're teaching kids skills and crafts and encouraging them on what they need to look at early, because there's stats that say that the prison, the school-to-prison pipeline starts at the third grade. So we're capturing those kids that might be a part of that prison pipeline beforehand.
Jamie, a pleasure to have had you with us, and you're certainly making an impact locally and nationally through Black Lives Matter and the movement there, as well as Dream Hands Foundation, and we certainly appreciate what you're doing to make a difference in all regards. In conclusion, any additional comments as we conclude that you would like to share with the audience today?
Yeah, I mean, what a time to be alive in our country, in our world. I think now more than ever, we should take the time to expand our wings, expand our scope. And if you are someone who has multiple interests, start a business, find people to support you in starting a second business, and think about 1, 2, 3 streams of income. And then in addition to that, find a cause or an organization that moves you and volunteer. I think this is a great time to support entities that really need it.
And that is some splendid advice coming from you. Thanks for that, and timely as well. Jamie, where can listeners get more information about yourself, your firm, and any other information that would be pertinent to the conversation today?
Absolutely. You can reach me at Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Wright, WRIGHTESQ.com.
And that certainly works, and you can also find this link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Jamie, all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so very much, and enjoy your day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Jamie Wright, a millennial lawyer and crisis communicator based in Los Angeles, California. And for all the details, visit JamieWrightESQ.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.